proceeding on the dirt road, and we've got some disruptions. We've got some lake beds, deposits to the right of us. How do I know that? Because earth materials tell us about the environments in which they were laid down. And those light-colored materials that are off to the right were laid down in quiet water, and if you went over there, they'd be very clayey. And as we look on the left, we see that layer that has all those, that sort of looks like the dump trucks over there. And the dump truck layer almost always is the Provo level of Lake Bonneville. It's the one where Lake Bonneville just stayed there and stayed there and stayed there. Do we have a lot of calcium carbonate in this valley? You bet we have. All this limestone is made of CaCO3, which is carbonate. So look on the left and just be impressed by the amount of carbonate that was spread across the Bonneville level. I know I'm distracting for Bonneville, and we're after these horn corals from the past, the Mississippian times. And Peg will look up and tell you how many million years ago that was. It's Utah's chapter 3, okay, out of 9. And the Bonneville is in chapter 9, our time. So I'm looking to the ones on the left, and I am so impressed. And how do you get those coatings at the Provo level of Lake Bonneville? And incidentally, I think I see the Bonneville level of Lake Bonneville just around the corner and higher up with no tufa on it. So the way you get tufa is chemically. And chemically, that which controls the precipitation of calcium carbonate happens to be carbon dioxide. And that's just chemistry. So think about your pop can. Those of you who drink soda pop, it has carbon dioxide in it. Those are the bubbles. If your pop can is warm, do you lose bubbles or tend to keep them in solution? You lose them. What if you shake your pop can? Then you lose bubbles. What if you let green scuzz grow in it? Then you lose your carbon dioxide. Those are the three ways that the carbon dioxide gets out of the lake and precipitates the quote-unquote tufa, which is calcium carbonate. So if you're in warm water, if you're in a zone where there's algae, and if you're in a wave zone with a little bit of turbulence, you're going to get major deposits. And notice how so many of the tufa deposits are where you get just enough wave action, where it's in the photic zone, meaning in the light zone. And but the other thing about tufa that you have to remember is you won't see it today unless it was preserved. So there was probably a lot more tufa, but it was put across sediments as opposed to the headlands. Well, that's probably enough on tufa. And I think Peg has looked up. So
360 million years
ago is the stuff we're looking for. And my, the Great Blue is looking great. So keep on driving.